Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Welcome to the show. Happy to be here. And as always, thank you for listening. I always look forward to doing these shows. And got to tell you, I know it's not fun to watch these markets gyrating over all over the place. But as a guy that runs money, as a guy that manages money, I actually think it's exciting. I got so sick of this one-way action. There's no interesting things going on. There's no interesting buying opportunities. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to watch your account going up. But as the guy that's actually pulling the trigger on these things, you know, price movement can be a little fun, a little interesting, especially after the run that we've had. But anyway, we've got a great show planned for you today. I love doing it once a week because by the time we hit Friday, I got a book full of things I'd like to talk to you guys about. But anyway, a lot of stuff going on, trying to make some sense of it, trying to give you some insight into what's going on. As always, name of the show, Know Your Risk Radio, trying to bring risk management principles to average investors. That's the way we do things. We try to run our clients' accounts like hedge funds, really. You know, we're not getting all exotic and doing all these crazy things that some of these hedge funds do, but you know, protecting, you know, there's times to be more, you know, more aggressive. There's times to be less aggressive. And if anything, what we've learned over the last 20 years, and I don't know, guys, if it's got something to do with social media, the internet, the speed of which information flows. But if you have bought and hold and just sat there, I talk to people all the time who think they're up, you know, they've averaged 13% a year. And I don't know exactly why they think that, but I was looking at metrics today. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, over the last 10 years has averaged 7.7% annual returns. Okay, your financial advisor is telling you that just buy stocks, you're going to average 11.5% to 12% plus X dividends. That's not the case. And it hasn't been the case over the last 20 years. Now, if you engaged in risk management, not timing markets, okay, but risk management, meaning that when we have stocks get really expensive, as they are right now, the most expensive they've ever been in U.S. history, and we've got a segment about that coming up, and I've got some really good proof and a really interesting interview that I want to read some of the transcript of. So you guys know it's not just me blowing smoke. I'm not a doomsdayer, but this is a time we need to be cautious. And hopefully, the last month, look, if you're sitting there, here's the other thing that I want to talk about. And I know I'm getting delayed here. We're supposed to do the market update. And we're going to get into that. But remember, guys, we're 7.5% off all-time highs in the most expensive stock market in U.S. history. Okay? Don't let that get you down. That's like a 93% in school, right? It's an A. Okay? This is a phenomenal opportunity. You know, maybe you were cruising right along. You thought we were going to get 20 and 30% annual gains and things were going to be going great and blah, blah, blah. It's a phenomenal opportunity to sit there and rework some things in your portfolio. Guard a little bit more to the downside, especially if you're close to retirement. This is the second longest stock market advance in U.S. history. It is the most expensive stock market in U.S. history. There are the most expensive bonds in U.S. history. It is the most expensive real estate market in U.S. history. If you want to stay fully exposed, well, just don't.
and bonds aren't the answer, like we've talked about. Okay, you need to make some changes, and you can do it by lowering your costs, right? That's what risk management's all about. How do we increase upside but lower our risk exposure? This is not put money under the mattress and go hide, right? This is a focus on diversification. This is a focus on reducing risk. This is a focus on reducing cost, because here's what happens. Markets go down, and they just don't go down 7 or 10%. I hate to break this to you guys, but we will have a 20 to 30% correction at least, probably within the next year to year and a half to 2 years. Okay, we will. And if you use risk management properly, it's not just about not losing. Okay, that's what everybody thinks about. What it really is about is to make sure that you have dry powder when things go on sale. I think retail investors get it in their mind that they want to miss the big down. They don't want to lose 50%. But why? You don't, or you shouldn't, want to lose 50% when markets go down 50%. Because when markets go down 50%, if you've exercised proper risk management, it's a phenomenal time to buy assets. Right? Doesn't mean we're betting against the markets. Doesn't mean we're doing that. But what it means is that at times like these, when markets have gone vertical and prices are all-time expensive, you need to make sure that you're exposed to no more risk than you need to be. And that's very easy. That's what we do in our retirement planning, right? That's what we do in our very first consultation. We sit down with clients. We look at how much they've got in assets. We look at their retirement priorities. This is part of our retirement income planning. And by the way, a little aside note, the reason we don't talk about retirement income planning and estate planning and things like that is not because we don't do it. We don't talk about it because everybody does it, okay? And it's not nearly as extensive and valuable as people put it out. It's just simple math. Okay, we do all of that stuff. We help our clients with estate planning, retirement income planning, and legacy planning and all that kind of stuff. But everybody does, and it's pretty basic. Okay, so it's this process of retirement planning and investments and all. It's not nearly as complicated as it sounds on the estate planning thing. And now, don't get me wrong, that's because we do it every single day, but. You know, don't hear somebody advertising that thinking, well, I got to go talk to them. They'll do a retirement income plan. Everybody will do a retirement income plan, and you shouldn't have to pay for it either. Okay? A lot of places want to charge $1,000 to $1,500 for it. No, that's what they should do to get your business. That's part of what the service should be. All right? So anyway, let's get into the market update. I don't want to waste too much time. Got a great show planned. We're going to do the market update. We're going to talk about trade wars. Trump's tariffs comments, right? Some big news there, some things that we need to look at, and how that feeds into the inflation narrative that we've been concerned about for quite some time. Also, we're going to hit up valuations again. If you guys are sitting there going, oh, all he talks about is valuations, it's all anybody should talk about because it's really all that matters, okay? And then also, we're going to revisit Warren Buffett. He gave a phenomenal interview, and I think it was probably the most forthright he's been about his own investing method and markets in general at any point really over the last 6 or 7 years that I've heard. So there's some really good insight there. But let's take a look at markets. Again, we're recording the show on Friday because if I did it on Saturday, I would never get to see my children. And, I think my wife would actually be even more upset about that than I am. Don't get me wrong. I want to see the kids, but you got to keep things good on the home front. But what do we see going on here? What I think you're starting to see here is the beginning of some recognition that things are a bit over the top. When you have markets priced as expensively as we've got them right now, there's this attitude that no matter what happens, and you can see it anecdotally, pull up articles about tariffs, pull up articles about, increased inflation. No matter what the threat is right now, it gets spun positive. Okay, because everybody is so into this buy the dip mentality. All right, and so it becomes this reflexive thing. It's like the doctor hits your knee and your knee kicks out. Right, everybody is so used to buy the dip that they forget about, wait a second, what are we buying here? right? We're not just buying things that just go up in value because they go up in value. We're buying businesses. Are these businesses doing better? What is their prospects going out in the future? What kind of debt are they packing? What kind of cash flow are they throwing out? These are things we need to think of. And when everybody's not focused on that, it becomes an issue, right? Consequently, when everybody is focused on that and everybody's sweating and wringing their hands, i.e. 2009, it's probably a great time to sit there and throw a little, and I don't want to say this recklessly, but throw a little caution to the wind, because you sit there and go, yeah, it all looks really ugly, so it can really only go up from here. Remember, one of the things I'm always talking to our clients about, and hopefully to you guys about, and that you're understanding this, is that investing, we've got to think contrarian. And to that note, we're going to have another contrarian join me in the studio later today at the end of the show. Our quote unquote special guest, you know him. It's the mouth that rocks Seattle, Dory Monson. We're going to have a little market update with him. But the other things we're watching, finish the market update here. The other things we're watching is gold. You see gold getting a little bit of a rally here. Gold's going to be a big tell going forward. And we'll talk about this more when we get into the tariffs. But let me just remind you, everything that we are looking at here says inflation. Everything, including the tariffs. So, and inflation needs to happen. And if you, it, that sounds weird. We think inflation's bad. I would encourage you to go back and listen to the episode that we did a few weeks back with Luke Groman. He really is one of the dollar experts in the financial industry. A lot of big firms and big hedge funds pay him for his research, and he was kind enough to spend an hour with us on the phone. And we talked about the implications of inflation and how it really is an eventuality, right? It's not a maybe for a lot of reasons. I mean, whether you like Trump, don't like Trump, probably a lot of Trump-friendly people here on this radio station listening. I am as well, don't get me wrong. But if you look at the budget that they're proposing, if you look at infrastructure, we're looking at dollar weakness. There's really no way around it. Okay, it's going to happen. Oil is kind of stalled out a little bit. Oil, remember we always talk about, though, that's dollar. If dollars drops, oil's going to go up. Okay, it's a key thing to keep an eye on. Other thing we're seeing is a retail bounce in retailers. If you want to invest in retailers, you need to be specific. This is not an ETF play, because there are some companies, Nordstrom's announced slightly better than expected revenues over the holiday quarter, but earnings were down. What does that mean? That means that they sold more stuff, but they had to do it at lower costs. That is not positive for a business. Okay, Nordstrom stock's up 4.5% today on the news, whatever. It's not a good sign. Now, Gap, on the other hand, Gap announced some good earnings. This is why I'm saying that I think the age of ETFs, remember, ETFs have been the only game in town for 10 years, because everything has moved in unison, either up or down, right? In that case, why do the individual research? Buy the ETF. I think that that's starting to come to an end. And it's nothing new. I know that there's Vanguard loyalists out there hearing me talk about this, and oh, he couldn't be way more off. No. If we look at the market over the last 60 years, you will see 10-year increments where things move in lockstep, so it's a good ETF or a good passive investment environment. And then you'll see things fray for 10-year periods of time. That doesn't mean that markets go down or up during those periods of time. It's just things cycle, guys, right? This should be no news to everybody. And when everybody gets on one side of the boat, which is the number one thing I hear, oh, it's all ETFs, okay? When active management, and we use ETFs too, don't get me wrong, but when active management is horrible and nobody wants it and everybody's bagging on active management, it's probably a good time to look at more active management and be more selective about what you own. So, you know, as far as what else is going on in the markets, we're just seeing sell-offs. One of the things that concerns me a little bit about this is because when you look at action, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, pull up a chart of the S&P over the last 2 months, and you'll see these sharp moves down and sharp moves up. We call those sawtooth patterns, okay? It's not 100%. There's no 100% in this world. But this is what, if this was to be a top, let's say we were on the verge of a big market meltdown, this is what tops look like. All right? Because you get a repricing, you get people starting to get scared that haven't been scared for 7-8 years or whatever, and they start selling, they drive sharp sell-offs, and everybody else is like, oh, a sell-off's just an opportunity to get in there, and they pop the market higher. And then a few more people go, you know what? Maybe I should lighten up positions. So what you get is this sawtooth, these sharp up and down moves at the top of markets. We saw it in 2008. We saw it in 2000. The other eerie thing about 2000 is, contrary to what a lot of people think, when the tech collapse started, the last stocks to go were the most popular. It was the Intels, the Microsofts, the Yahoos. They were the last stocks to go. And everybody took that as a green light, saying, look, if this was the end of the move, these stocks would be getting hit. Not so. They were the last to go, but when they did, they fell like a knife. Okay? We're seeing that same thing play out with the Apples, the Boeings, the Netflix, the Nvidias. They're hanging in there. Now, again, I'm not making, remember, we don't try to time markets. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you haven't got risk management principles built into your portfolio, if you don't have protection of some kind, you're getting a wonderful warning sign here. You're getting a wonderful opportunity to review what it is that you're doing and manage that risk. And remember, not to be afraid. It's like a savings account. We're sticking money aside so when a really good buying opportunity comes along, we can take advantage of it. And if you do that, market drops are your friends. Everything goes on sale. It's like the anniversary sale at Nordstrom's, right? You squirrel away money every month, so you make sure you got money at the anniversary sale. Stock markets are the exact same thing. So anyway, we're going to get right into the rest of the show here. Up next, we're going to talk about the trade wars, the tariffs and the implications they're going to have on the economy and inflation as well. I think that's key, especially considering what was announced this week. But stick with us. As always, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. But you can also go to the radio show, knowyourriskradio.com, and listen to the great interviews, especially the last 2 weeks. Guys, one of the reasons we do these interviews is for credibility, not so you call us, but so you know that I'm just not some hack throwing darts at a board and making stuff up, right? These are leading guys in the industry that were kind enough to share some time with us. So go to knowyourriskradio.com and pull up some of these expert interviews that we've done. And then, to provide a little bit more insight, we've got Dory Monson joining us in studio later in the show. We're going to talk about exactly how we work with him. We're going to talk about what's going on in the markets. And we're going to talk about how the risk management approach that we use has worked with him. So he's our most famous client, of course. So anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Man, the stock market's really been on a wild ride. I'm so happy our retirement portfolio that Zach Abraham at Bulwark Capital Management built is specifically designed for volatility. Zach, stocks and bonds go down at the same time. How's that possible?
Dory, great question. We've been trying to warn people for a long time. Interest rates are at historic lows. They basically can only go up from here. As interest rates go up, bonds lose money regardless of what's going on in the stock market. You've got to have a different safety net in your portfolio other than bonds.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Schedule a free risk review with Zach. He'll show you a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio compared to the strategy he would recommend. It's exactly how the Monsons became a client of Bulwark Capital. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back, and thank you for joining us. And for those of you that just joined us, I hope this is such scintillating radio that you just have to sit there and go, what has this guy been talking about for the last 20 minutes? I missed the first part of the show. You'd have to be a pretty hardcore finance geek to think that, which I am. But as always, guys, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com. You can listen to the interview. We got Dory coming up later in the segment. If you have to miss that and want to hear what he and I talk about, you can go to knowyourrisk.com, go to our iTunes page, catch all of our recent episodes. The other thing that I wanted, we mentioned this earlier, but the other thing is we've gone through, we don't do this show like a lot of these shows that are on the weekend, and I'm not knocking anybody, right? A lot of these guys come out with scripts and they're talking to you about diversification and mutual funds. We try to put stuff into this show that you're not going to get anywhere else. I want to make it interesting. The other thing is, my wife would tell you is that when it comes to finance and stuff, doing this my entire life, I have a pretty short attention span. So I also like to talk about things that interest me. But we want to get at the heart of the matter. And I talked about this earlier as well, which is you're not going to hear me talk a lot about estate planning and retirement income planning and all that kind of stuff. Not because we don't do it. We're a full service fiduciary. We're a registered investment advisor. So we do that for all of our clients. The reason we talk about this is because, or finance matters and stocks and investing, is because a lot of these other shops focus on the services they can provide you, because the portfolio, the real reason that you've hired them to manage your assets and do a better job than they could do on their own, they're giving you exactly what everybody else has got. Oh, you're 65. That means you need to be 65% stocks and 35% bonds and blah, blah, blah. Right? It's the same answer. Right? We look at it a little bit differently. I'm not going to promise you performance. Anybody that does, run the other way. But we look at it differently. If our clients are paying us for a fee, it should be to get a better result than they can get anywhere else. And I've got no problem saying that. Do we do it every year? No. We've underperformed the market before. And we will again in the future. But that's one of the reasons we talk about risk management, because if you do the math, the number one way you increase long-term returns is by avoiding the 40, 50, 60% drawdowns. It's the number one thing. When we talk about these fixed indexed annuities, we've got a fixed indexed annuity that's done over the last 10 years, what'd it do? 7.8, 7.9%. Now that's with no management fee. And that's with no downside risk. It's actually outperformed Berkshire Hathaway straight up. Does that mean it was up more in up years than Berkshire Hathaway? No. But when Berkshire Hathaway was down 40 or 50% during the great financial collapse, these things didn't lose a dime. I'm not saying they're a better investment than Berkshire Hathaway. What I am saying, and that's why we're not shy about using the word, I'm not going to try to trick people into calling it. It's not a marketing technique. I'm not going to run from it, right? We want to give you the straight scoop. But there are other alternatives. If you're out there sitting in cash, making nothing on your money, guys, inflation's going to go up. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in this segment as well. But don't just sit in cash. And don't sit in bonds. If you're a bond investor, the reason you're doing it is for safety. Okay? We have something that is safer than bonds, much safer than bonds. And it's going to do better. Okay? It's going to do better. You know, the best bond portfolio I see out there that's conservative bond fund, after fees, maybe you're at 3% or maybe you're at 2%, 2.5%, but rates have been rising, so that performance is dropping and bonds are starting to actually lose value. One of the worst performing fixed index annuities that we offer, over its worst 10-year period in the last 30 years, it averaged like 5.6%. Again, with no management fee and no downside protection. So I heard somebody else, another client that we got off the radio, he had talked to a couple different firms, and they asked him, you know, well, what are you doing? Why? He goes, I'm going to talk to the guys from Bulwark Capital. And they go, oh, they're just an annuity shop. And I started laughing. And I said, did he recommend you a bond portfolio? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, then he's just a bond shop. We're not an annuity shop. We just use it as an alternative for bonds because it works a lot better. So anyway, want to get into this, guys. Trade wars, right? Trump comes out yesterday. Well, it's going to be 2 days ago because this is obviously on Saturday. But Trump comes out and he starts talking tariffs. Now, first, before we get into this, right or wrong, there's so much angst and consternation going around the internet, trade wars and tariffs and all that kind of stuff. What do we know? Well, not a lot. Okay, he's threatening it. I put something out on our Twitter page, which is at KYR Radio, if you're interested. And it's all business related. It's a way for me to communicate with other money managers. Great source of news, by the way, on financial Twitter. But anyway, I put out there that anecdotally speaking, if you have a gun, but everybody knows you're not going to fire it, it's not a threat, right? Part of me believes that this is posturing from Trump, because the real issue with steel is the same issue that we in Seattle know all about with Airbus, right? It's government subsidization. That's really what it is. And when you've got subsidized goods like steel or airplanes being produced by a foreign country, and we're competing with them in trade, there's an unfair advantage. Well, theoretically, how do we level that playing field? Well, we do it by tariffs, right? Now, here's the problem on the economic side. What are tariffs? They're a tax. They're a tax on goods coming into the country, but that tax, rest assured, gets passed along to the consumer. And what does the opposing country do that's getting the tariffs levied against their goods? They institute tariffs, right? And that's what we refer to as a trade war, because you just go back and forth. You keep upping the ante, and meanwhile, the underlying economy suffers. Now, I don't have a direct line to Trump, obviously. Maybe Medved does. Maybe Dory does. I certainly don't. I'm not anywhere close to being a big enough deal. But if I was Trump, I would threaten tariffs, if that is indeed what he's doing. And the funny thing is, China's freaking out. There was a high-ranking Chinese official that came out and said, we urge the president not to do... Well, of course they do. Of course they're going to urge the president not to do it. They're playing poker with themselves. I mean, they've got us up against the ropes. So, of course, that's what they're going to say. And then, obviously, we got the mainstream media who has Trump phobia. So, no matter what he does, he comes out and says he's interested in gun legislation. And you notice not one of them said a nice thing about it. And I'm sitting there going, you know, this guy could literally solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and liberals would have a problem with it, right? So we've got to look a little bit deeper into it. And if it's posturing, I think it's smart, because what he'll get them to do is quit subsidizing their steel, right? Or offset it somehow, or start playing fair. Because the other ramification that this whole subsidization has had is that it's killed those industries in our country. Now, Boeing's been able to stand up the Airbus threat rather well. But as far as steel companies, think Nucor, think Alcoa with aluminum and steel as well. But those companies have just been absolutely hammered. Some of them have not really even bounced off their... Well, I mean, they have a little bit since Trump got elected, but they were dead money for 6 years. So if he's threatening the tariff, if it's just carrying a big stick, then it's great. The flip side is, though, how does this feed into our inflation? Because no matter what happens, whether it's via tariff or whether it's from leveling the playing field, meaning that they quit subsidizing as much as their steel, costs are going up, right? Inflation. We have been myopically focused on deflation for the last 25 years because that's been the main threat. All right? But now the game has changed and not enough people are taking a look at it. We also need to be seriously concerned about inflation. We need to have that built into portfolios. We need to not be sitting on big piles of cash. You have to make sure that your assets are productive. It's been a long time since anybody in this country's had to worry about inflation, but it's coming back. It is coming back, which is one of the reasons why we need to own stocks, incidentally. Stocks are historically a great hedge against inflation, but it depends on the stocks. Owning an index fund in a high inflationary environment ain't going to cut it, right? Now, that doesn't mean we don't have any ETFs or index funds, but it means diversification. And if you think that a Vanguard portfolio with four ETFs in it is going to hold up well in a high inflationary environment, it's just not. You haven't done your homework or your advisor hasn't done their homework. You need diversification. You need assets that benefit from rising inflation. And one of the worst places you can be is sitting in cash, and especially bonds. So anyway, let's keep it in context. It's not a reason to panic, but rest assured, costs are going up. Either way, there's no way out of it. All right? And that's going to be passed on to consumers, which means the value or the purchasing power of our dollar is going to be diminished. Okay? So we now officially, we've been talking about it for a year, it's coming. It's coming and it's starting to show up. So anyway, stick with us. Got more great segments coming up. Obviously, I'm biased, but I think they're great. We're going to talk about Warren Buffett a little bit more, revisit what he's doing at Berkshire Hathaway and the recent interview he just gave. And I think it gives some really good insight into what's going on in the markets and the economy. Also, if you want a free risk review, if you want to hear how we do things, if you're interested in some of these products that we've talked about, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We can set up a free complimentary risk review in person, or we can just do it over the phone. It takes about 15 minutes. It's actually how Dory and I started working together. He did a risk review. And we just give you ideas and examples of what we're doing and show you performance and show you costs and all that kind of stuff and show you how we're lowering costs and improving performance and decreasing exposure to risk. So give us a call. You can also go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, listen to the podcast, get some more of our information there, and keep visiting that because we've got a website redo coming up here in the next week or so. And hopefully we'll make it even more convenient and more accessible to the great information and the great interviews we got on the show. So anyway, stick with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
I had never before worked with a financial advisor or endorsed a firm because I always saw the same cookie cutter stock bond split recommendation, bonds for safety. That's not helping right now. Hey, it's Story Monson. I love the way Zach Abraham and Bulwark Capital actively manage our portfolio instead of all the other guys that just have the ride it out mentality. Zach, you do it differently.
Yeah, Dory, we sure do. We take a risk management approach, meaning that we're constantly looking for ways to lower our clients' exposure to risk without giving up upside performance. The traditional stock bond portfolio absolutely will not deliver similar results to the past. You have to do things differently.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor. Hey, this is Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors, host of Long-Term Care Radio, right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. And Brian, you have a class coming up in Bellevue, March 10th, a great way to learn about long-term care planning. What do you think is the one thing our listeners really need to know?
It's that the government doesn't pay for long-term care, Dory, and there's really only two ways to pay for care. One is to self-fund and watch everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high cost of care, or the second way is to protect your savings and your family by setting up a long-term care plan.
Which is exactly what my wife and I did with Brian. I encourage you to do the same. Sign up for Brian's next class, March 10th. Learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most with the newest programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And you can always learn more by tuning in every Saturday morning at 7 for Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And here we go, right back at it, as always. And if you heard through the break, we've talked about this before, but working with Brian Ott, you can hear him on 97.3 Cairo at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. 7 a.m., that's plural, if you didn't know. anyway, Brian is the preeminent expert in long-term care. I've been around it for a long time, and we actually quit doing it for our clients because he knows more, plainly put. So that's where we go. I know that that's where Dory goes. Brian knows this stuff inside and out. We're all about working with experts, bringing the best to our clients. If you want to know about what's going on with long-term care, listen to his show at 7 a.m. on 97.3 Cairo or sign up for his class on 525longtermcare.com. But anyway, let's get into the rest of it here. I want to talk about valuations because we're going to get into a pet peeve of mine, something that I get frustrated about, fired up about, and I have listened to speculation about Warren Buffett for the last year and a half. And if you get your news from CNBC or Yahoo Finance or whatever, stop. Just stop. The first 8 years of my career, I had a TV with CNBC going on my TV all the time. And I literally no longer have it. And the reason I don't have it is because it is a complete waste of time. If those guys really knew what they were doing, they'd be managing money. They wouldn't be sitting on TV. Are there exceptions? Absolutely. There's some guys on there that know what they're doing and are actually money managers. But remember, they're selling a product, which is entertaining television. And entertaining television does not equal good investment results. Trust me. But what I've listened to, I heard all this speculation. Warren's getting primed for a big purchase. He's picking his spot. The greatest value investor of all time, who hates cash and has said so on many occasions, does not sit with 30% of his assets in short-term treasury bonds or cash. The highest amount of cash he's ever had on his balance sheet. We teased this a little bit in the earlier segment with Dory. But he does not sit there with that much cash on his balance sheet because he's waiting for a move, plotting his move. He's doing it because prices are too high. And finally, to his credit, he admitted that. I have no idea why he's been so slow to admit that valuations are really high. A lot of speculation about that too. Part of it is, I think it's his age. I think he thinks that he swings markets too much and he doesn't want to go out and end his career with being the guy that brought down the second biggest bull market of all time that was built on smoke and mirrors, consequently. But he finally admitted it. And he said in the interview that he did with CNBC, it was I think it was 1 hour, a whole hour. And I'd advise you pulling it up and listening to it. Which is why, look, I listen to a ton of these guys. I read George Soros's book. I read Stan Druckenmiller. I read, you know, because even if I don't agree with them politically, or even if I don't agree with them philosophically, they're great at what they do, and you'd be a fool not to listen. You'd be a fool not to heed their advice. But the greatest value investor of all time is sitting on 30% cash, and he said pointedly in the interview in 2017, we looked at many deals. We didn't do a single one because price didn't make sense, i.e. prices are too high, which if you've been listening to our show, should come to no surprise to you. The Warren Buffett value metric that he gave in 2001, where he said, look, I didn't participate in the tech bubble because the best gauge of valuation on stocks is to look at add up all the value of stocks trading on an exchange and compare that to GDP or gross domestic product, the total output of an economy. And in 1999-2000, that metric hit the highest on record, which was 137. So stocks were 37% more valuable than the entire size of the economy. Now, a simple person with basic rationale could sit there and go, you know, if stocks are worth 37% more than the entire size of the economy, how can that be? Something must be off. Okay, well, if we do that metric today, that metric's at about 146, 147, give or take fluctuations in the last couple of days. So now it's the highest on record. And consequently, Warren Buffett is sitting in 30% cash. Does that mean we need to sell 30% of what we own? No. Does that mean we panic and sell everything? No. What that means is we need to manage the risk. We have to. And when we first started talking about this, that cash pile was about $98 billion. Today, it's $116 billion. That pile of cash at Berkshire Hathaway keeps growing. They're not deploying it. They bought a little Apple stock. They bought a little bit of Teva Pharmaceuticals, but these were small purchases relative to the entire size of Berkshire Hathaway. And so I bring it up because I'm not Warren Buffett. I realize that. I'm some guy on the radio. But it's not just us that's seeing this. You are in the most expensive stock market in U.S. history. And when things get like this, the average investor thinks they're bulletproof. The same guy that you couldn't get to buy a stock in 2009, he's buying them right and left. The Jim Cramers of the world, and I don't mean to dog on him. I think Jim's an honest guy. I've talked about this. But Jim has missed every single major recession in the last 25 years. And he's gotten smoked. And if you look at his performance, it hasn't been good. It's been worse than the market over those periods of time. His performance overall has been worse than the market, but that's a conversation for another day. And I'm not dogging on him. I'm not trying to beat up Jim. I'm just saying you've got to be careful to who you're listening to. The other thing is that those guys aren't fiduciaries. They're managing money like businesses. The Jim Cramers of the world and the Warren Buffetts of the world, if they lose 40 to 50% of their assets, it changes nothing. Cramer still goes to the Hamptons. Buffett's still worth $40 billion or whatever it is. We need to do things differently when we're preparing for retirement because a 40% drawdown does matter. And so, you know, take it from me. Warren Buffett also said nothing is cheap. Nothing is cheap. He also says bonds are no good. Okay, he's echoing all the things that we've been talking to you about. It's not just me. You shouldn't be in bonds, but you shouldn't be all in cash. Hence, what do you do? It's one of the reasons that we include those fixed index annuities, guys. Get past the word annuity. Call us and talk to us. What you've heard is wrong. What you've heard is outdated. They're not an answer to everything, but they're a really valuable thing to have in your portfolio right now, and we include them. That's the bond portion of the portfolio we use for clients. So anyway, we got to run, take a quick break. As always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Even if you just want to call me and have a conversation about those products over the phone, we can do that. Give us a call. I'll explain to you exactly how they work, and I'll even send you illustrations, show you how they performed over the last... Just be open-minded to it, right? Dory's not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. Tony Robbins isn't lying to you. And of course, you haven't heard it from your broker because your broker isn't a fiduciary. He gets paid only with securities, right? He gets paid recurring fees. Well, products that are in insurance companies don't pay recurring fees. There's a reason that I didn't know about these products when I was working at AG Edwards and Wells Fargo Advisors. They were brokerage houses. Nothing wrong with the companies, but it doesn't fit their business model. There's other things out there. So anyway, we got to run. But again, call us 866-779-RISK. Go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. Look up our podcast. We'll be back after a quick break. Thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Man, the stock market's really been on a wild ride. I'm so happy our retirement portfolio that Zach Abraham at Bulwark Capital Management built is specifically designed for volatility. Zach, stocks and bonds go down at the same time. How's that possible?
Dory, great question. We've been trying to warn people for a long time. Interest rates are at historic lows. They basically can only go up from here. As interest rates go up, bonds lose money regardless of what's going on in the stock market. You've got to have a different safety net in your portfolio other than bonds.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Schedule a free risk review with Zach. He'll show you a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio compared to the strategy he would recommend. It's exactly how the Monsons became a client of Bulwark Capital. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All righty, welcome back to the show. And we are joined by, well, you all know him as the mouth that rocks Seattle. That's what I'm referring to you as now.
I thought that was the hand that rocks the cradle.
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I don't know.
Hello, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? You got a bum wheel.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
You're playing through it like a real pro.
You got to. That's exactly what you got to do. So, yeah, these have been pretty crazy days in the market, huh?
Yeah, I was saying in the market update, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little more interesting than watching things just go vertical. It kind of gets me a little bit excited, you know, because there's finally some action going on.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there's also a lot of other geopolitical stuff going on with the tariffs that Trump just announced, which are inflationary, right? Sure. Prices are going higher.
Yeah.
And these are all things, and I was saying in the market opening, in the market update, and you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, but what a perfect opportunity. We're still only 7.5% off the all-time highs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
What a perfect opportunity to institute some risk management in your portfolio.
Sure.
You know, we're not saying it's going to crash tomorrow. We're not saying it's going to crash next week, but markets don't go straight up, contrary to what the last 16 months made us believe. And, you know, I tell clients all the time, look, stocks have never been more expensive.
Right.
Institute some risk management. Have a contingency plan, you know? And it's not like you're cashing out. You're preparing for another opportunity when things are going to be a lot cheaper.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think that more than ever. And I also know, as we've talked about before, that when you're getting whipsawed around, that's the worst time for anybody to make a decision because...
Right.
You often enthusiastically buy when things are near the top because you're sick of missing out on all of that. And then when things go down, you panic sell and because you got to get out. I mean, what was it? Just a few weeks ago, the market shed, a couple thousand points?
Yep.
And a lot of people said, ooh, I can't handle this. They sold and then bounced back 1,500 or 1,800 until the last couple of days, of course.
Right.
So as much as things are flying around, it feeds what you and I have been talking about for a long time, and that is the impulsivity of the masses, and that is usually the absolute wrong time to be impulsive.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, too, And I, you and I spent a lot of time going over this. But one of the things that I think is the most underutilized tool in people's portfolios is the thing that we talk about, the dirtiest word in investing, these fixed indexed annuities. Mm-hmm. We say the word, most people won't say the word, but these products are getting better and better. There's a new product that was just launched by Athene that gives you almost 80% upside participation in the stock market. Okay. And it's jiggered a little bit. Are you familiar with the term a guy named Robert Shiller? He does the CAPE index.
I've heard the
CAPE
name.
Okay. So they use this guy's CAPE index, which is a value-based index. It pushes the stocks that are the most undervalued to the top of the index. Okay. Is kind of the idea. Okay. Most expensive stocks are at the bottom. And so you can index one of these policies, these fixed index annuities to that index. That index, that policy, now this is a policy that's got no management fee and is guaranteed against loss, was up 47% in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
With no downside.
With no downside risk.
Okay.
Another simple one we've got is the 50% of the S&P. It's up 23% in the last 2 years. So we're using, and you know this, we're using these, these bond alternatives, because why do we own bonds? For safety and security, right? We want to make sure the money's there when we need it. These things do it. And I find myself with clients, you and I went back and forth. You were skeptical too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I was just reading about those again. And I think the first time you and I ever talked, I had just read that Tony Robbins, Money Master the Game. And that was the first time I'd heard about that product. And it was interesting. I just last weekend was reading about them again in the same book. I was just flipping through it. And yeah, I was intrigued by it. But that was when I was first exposed to the whole concept.
Right.
And then when you and I first met, you just completely independently of that, you had talked about the same thing.
Yeah, I just, the easiest thing, and it continues to play out and it's gotten better and better, especially when we go through these periods of risk. But the other attractive thing about these is that there's no management fee. So with a 50% stock, 50% annuity, for instance, portfolio, you're capturing 80 to 85% of the upside in the stock market at half the cost of a traditionally managed account.
Right.
With, what is that, 40% less downside risk.
Right.
And when you've got bonds paying you next to nothing, you know, whether Warren Buffett gave an interview, I don't know if you heard this, but he basically backed up what he was saying. He said, A, stocks were expensive. He finally admitted it. Interestingly enough, I don't know if you read the article, but he said that the reason they have $116 billion on the balance sheet, which, look, you and I have been talking about this for a year. He's the greatest investor of all time. The reason he's got $116 billion on his balance sheet is because there's nothing to buy. But he came out and admitted it and said, we looked at a lot of deals between in 2017. We couldn't pull the trigger because the prices just didn't make sense.
Right.
And then he also said, but bonds are nowhere to hide, right? You couldn't get me to buy a bond.
Yeah.
And that's why we're telling people, look, we can increase your upside exposure to the stock market. You got to adjust, though, you know, and people have got to be flexible.
Well, yeah, and it just in the same book I just referenced, they touted another person who could claim the title of one of the all-time greatest investors, and that's Ray Dalio. And he had this all-weather portfolio, but it was 40, 50% bonds. And that was written in a time where maybe that made sense. But in 2018, I'm just not sure it does.
Well, no, and he's the father of what we call risk parity, which was the beautiful thing about his risk parity strategy that he started at Bridgewater. And they started this about 8 or 9 years ago, and or 10 years ago. It's worked beautifully. They lever up a bond portfolio, take 40 or 50% of the assets, lever up the bond portfolio, use the rest of the assets to buy stocks. Stocks go down, bonds go up, so the portfolio does well. Stocks go up, bonds have stayed relatively tame over the last 10 years, so you're collecting a levered up cash stream from the bonds. It's worked perfectly.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, now again, we've been talking about this for 2 years now, this whole stock volatility that's picked up over the last month and a half, stocks and bonds have been going down.
Right.
Right, which blows that whole risk. Like you said, it worked in the past. It's not going to work going forward with rising interest rates.
Yeah, you can back test anything you want, and you can go back as far as you want. But we are in fairly unique times right now, and all the back testing in the world never gives you a clear and certain view of the future.
Yeah, if back testing worked, Donald Trump wouldn't be president.
That's right. There you go.
Anyway, pal, well, I know you got to go. Hit it.
It's good seeing you, Zach. Good stuff.
You too. And I hope that wheel gets better.
It always does.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're like Wolverine. You heal overnight.
I thought more like the Terminator. But, okay. Whatever.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Derek Dory. All right, you guys. Thank you for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back up with our closing segment, which is the client question of the week. And as Dory always does, he tees it up. It ties in perfectly to what he and I were just talking about. So stick with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
I had never before worked with a financial advisor or endorsed a firm because I always saw the same cookie cutter stock bond split recommendation, bonds for safety. That's not helping right now. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I love the way Zach Abraham and Bulwark Capital actively manage our portfolio instead of all the other guys that just have the ride it out mentality. Zach, you do it differently.
Yeah, Dory, we sure do. We take a risk management approach, meaning that we're constantly looking for ways to lower our clients' exposure to risk without giving up upside performance. The traditional stock bond portfolio absolutely will not deliver similar results to the past. You have to do things differently.
This is your retirement. Get a second opinion. Call now. Schedule a risk review. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors, host of Long-Term Care Radio, right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. And Brian, you have a class coming up in Bellevue, March 10th, a great way to learn about long-term care planning. What do you think is the one thing our listeners really need to know?
It's that the government doesn't pay for long-term care, Dory, and there's really only two ways to pay for care. One is to self-fund and watch everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high cost of care, or the second way is to protect your savings and your family by setting up a long-term care plan.
Which is exactly what my wife and I did with Brian. I encourage you to do the same. Sign up for Brian's next class, March 10th. Learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most with the newest programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And you can always learn more by tuning in every Saturday morning at 7 for Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back, as always. I'm feeling it today. I don't know if it's because, maybe it's because Darren's getting married next week. He leaves Sunday, right? He's going to Hawaii. He's getting married. He's beginning the great journey. I made some jokes about it, but it's, everybody always talks bad about marriage. I've had a blast. Well, my wife hasn't, though, right? It's one of the two spouses has a good time. I've been the winner in my marriage. My poor wife has not. But anyway, I want to get into the question of the week. And this one, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper because we talk about this all the time. And I have to apologize to you guys because, and I'm sure you can relate, right? You do something in your industry or what you do in your work, and you know it inside and out, and you try to talk to somebody else about an aspect of it that is really important or really interesting, and they kind of get that glazed over look in their eyes, and you forget, oh yeah, they don't do this. So I think it's a perfect opportunity to address the whole risk management philosophy in general, okay? So the question of the week was had with a gentleman of ours that's becoming a new client, rather large portfolio, he's got about $2 million, and he's became our client, and I was just finishing up signing him up yesterday. And we were putting together the portfolio, working together, building it just like we do for all of our clients. And he said, okay, well, what about bonds? We you know, and he knew my philosophy and he said, we shouldn't have any. And I said to him, I go, look, I go, if we're using an alternative for cash, for instance, if we want to take 10 or 15% of the portfolio and set it aside because we're going to buy at a certain date, or we're going to buy, we're waiting for these stocks to hit these certain levels, or it's part of the investment plan, then that's okay. But I said, as a long-term answer to the portfolio, no, we don't want any bonds in there. And he looks at me and he goes, well, are you sure? What about diversification? I said, I'm absolutely sure. And here's why. And this is where risk management comes into play, okay? What does risk management mean? Risk management means that we're trying to pick the asset or the asset class that simultaneously presents the greatest upside and the lowest downside. It's something that we refer to in money management as convexity. And what we mean by convexity is if I have two companies or two different investments or assets or whatever, and I think that they're both close to a bottom, or maybe they're trading at fair value, so there's really not a lot of downside left, but one of them has the realistic, you know, if it goes right, this one can go to 150, and it's currently at 10 bucks, and if the other one goes right, it looks like it's a more certain play, but if it goes right, it's going to 30, which isn't a bad gain, right? But they're both trading at $10. One has the potential to go to 150, one has the potential to go to 30, and they're both at relatively bottom valuations. Well, which one do I want? As a money manager, I much rather have the one that has the capability to go to 150. Why? Because if it plays out, A, it means I can put a smaller amount of money to work, and if it plays out, that smaller amount of money will be more productive than the larger amount of money in the asset that looks like more of a sure play, but looks like it has a roof on it at $30 a share. And consequently, the downside on both is similar. Now, I'm not saying we can project downside or anything like that, but I'm trying to get the concept across, right? Now, is it possible that when both of these things play out, the one that was the safer play goes to 12 or 13, and the one that was the bigger home run swing stays at 10? Sure, that's possible. But what did we miss? Not much, right? The point is that the possibility at that meteoric rise is worth taking even if it doesn't play out. Well, the same is true on the fixed index annuity and the bond side. What is your upside in bonds? Your upside is that interest rates don't go up any further and you continue to get paid less than the inflation rate in terms of the interest that those bonds are paying, which for those of you that are home gamers, or as Rush refers to those of you in Rio Linda, right? What that means is you're losing money, you're just losing it slower and it doesn't feel quite as painful, right? What's your upside to bonds? Well, if we have another market crash, your bonds could go up another 3, 5, maybe 6%. It's not much, right? Now we flip over to the fixed indexed annuity side. What's your downside? It's zero. It can't lose. Is there a possibility that markets crash and they stay crashed or going down or flat for 3 years? In which case the fixed indexed annuity wouldn't make anything and maybe the bonds make 3 or 4%, maybe 5%. Sure, that's possible. It's not likely because that hasn't played out very much in the past, but it's possible. Now flip it over. What's the upside? Well, like I said, we were looking at one of these products we offer was up 46% over the last 2 years. That's not a guarantee of performance. But you're getting a portion, if not the majority, of the performance on the index that these things are indexed to. So like last year, the S&P was up 23% in the year. One of our most popular products was up 13%. In that 1 year, you made about 8 years worth of bond returns at these interest rates, right? And then on top of that, what do they cost you? Well, if you've got a guy like me managing your money, those bonds cost you 1% a year. The fixed index annuity costs you nothing with no upfront cost. Is it a guarantee win? No. But 90-95% of the time when you roll it out and you go, what are the likelihoods? It's the likelihood is that the fixed index annuity will double or triple the return of most moderately, you know, conservative bond funds. So that's risk management. And why do I like to do that? Because I'm a fiduciary. The more money my clients make, the more money I make. And that's one of the reasons, you know, if we're traditional commission guys and stock traders and stuff like that, we probably wouldn't want the annuity. But that's how risk management works. We got to look at the downside of both assets, the upside of both assets. When you do that with bonds and these fixed indexed annuities, it's not even close. That's what Dory and I were talking about. And you can go to knowyourriskradio.com, listen to the beginning of this segment, or listen to the radio show and hear the interview that we've done with Dory. And you can get the information. You can hear what we're talking about. But it's risk management. You need these ideas and these principles in your portfolio. Most advisors are doing a really bad job of that right now, especially if you're sitting in bonds. So anyway, we got to run. Great show. Thanks for sticking with us. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Have a wonderful weekend. As always, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. 877-RISK. You can go to the radio show, knowyourriskradio.com. Give us a call. We'll give you information about these products, tell you how we build portfolios in general, and give you a complimentary risk review, just like we did with Dory. And it's one of my favorite parts of the week is getting to meet listeners from the radio show. So hopefully you give us a call. Look forward to meeting you. And if not, we can talk to you next week when we're back on the show. Anyway, between now and then, have a great week. Manage that risk. And buy low and sell high. As always, you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.